Hello and welcome to a new pronunciation lesson. My name is Brenda and he is my partner Brian. Today we are going to talk about the difference between B and V, and we will know how they are made. The letter B is a consonant and is a stop letter because it consists of a structure that is created when the air is blocked and the heat released. Many people use to confuse the letter B with the letter V, and that happens because they sound similar, but not, they are totally different. The B sound B is voice and plosive sound. The vocal cords vibrate while pronouncing it, and is the counterpart to the unvoiced P sound P. Now we are going to see some examples about the difference between B and V.
Bowl, vowel, vine, vine, ban, van, vroom, broom, jive, jibe, rove, robe.
Thank you very much for that information, Brenda. My name is Brian and I'm going to talk about the V sound. So this sound is made through the mouth and it is voiced, which means that you vibrate your vocal cords. So the vibration, your vocal cords are going to vibrate, okay, in order to make the sound. It is defined by position of your lips and teeth, and it is fricative, which is sound that is produced by high pressure airflow between a narrow space in the mouth. So it's because the space of the mouth is modulated, and in this case you are going to produce the vibration and you're going to produce the sound, but this sound is going to have a little space to go there. Okay, for example, in my vocal cords and not vibrating, I have to create the sound. I mean, I have to create it because it is not possible to make the V sound if the vocal cords are not vibrating. So for the reason, these sounds can be confused with the F sounds because it sounds so similar. Okay, in this way, some of the examples that I'm going to tell you are like view. So you can see that it's like a vibrating. A view, very, vine, van, vocal. These sounds have the V sound. So in that way, you're going to recognize that it's like with this letter. Okay, the difference between the V and sound and a V sound is that the air is stopped and released for the B sound, while the air is never completely stopped by the V sound. Okay, if you stop the air of the V sound even a little bit, the native speakers are going to hear a V sound. So this is everything. Thank you very much. Practice a lot of in your home, and if you have any question, well, you can look in Google and you're going to find the answer. Thank you very much. Bye bye.